This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Hurricane Dorian made landfall in the United States at Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, Friday morning after weakening into a Category 1 storm. However, Dorian had devastated much of the Bahamas days earlier. Hubert Minnis is Bahamian Prime Minister.
Some homes, businesses, and other buildings and infrastructure were badly damaged.
Late Thursday, the death toll in the Bahamas had risen to 30. That number is expected to rise. Former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy. To some, he was a liberation hero. Others say he ruined his country and hurt his own people. Former Labor Minister and anti-apartheid campaigner Lord Peter Hain explains.
What was so tragic about Mugabe, and he is a case study in how somebody who can come to power amidst great hope and preaching noble ideals ends up betraying all those ideals of the freedom struggle and consigning his country to economic bankruptcy, to murdering and intimidating.
Robert Mugabe was 95 years old. He died Friday in a hospital in Singapore. Britain's Brexit dilemma intensified Friday as opposition parties refused to support Prime Minister Boris Johnson's call for an election until he secures a delay to Britain's exit from the EU, something he vows he will never do. Johnson insists Britain must leave the EU in 55 days and says that an election is the only way to break the deadlock that has seen lawmakers repeatedly reject the deal on offer, but also block attempts to leave the EU without one. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Friday that measures announced this week to help restore order in the Chinese-ruled city were a first step. This as protests continued in Hong Kong, with protesters taking over streets and lighting fires around the city. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma has more.
Protesters have continued to gather outside Mong Kok Police Station in Hong Kong, building barriers and pointing laser beams at the police. And students and graduates from at least five schools have formed human chains to raise awareness of the four remaining demands of protesters involved in months of demonstrations. The fresh round of protests comes after Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Thursday her government would withdraw on an extradition bill that has sparked months of demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the week since military and civilian leaders in Sudan signed a landmark power-sharing agreement, heavy rains have caused flooding along the Nile, damaging tens of thousands of homes. Although the political instability has created extra problems, some say the revolution has strengthened their sense of community. In Khartoum, Aisha Sarai reports.
As political negotiations continue in Khartoum on the formation of a new government, thousands of houses were swamped by waters from the Nile. As Sudan's new government is still forming, local aid organizations are unsure how and when state aid will be made available. Some victims, like Mohamed Salah, say that as the country waits for its legislative body to be formed in the wake of months of protests, the general sense of community in the country has increased. Salah says that the political change has resulted in social change. He notes that the youth who opposed the government have also in some ways replaced them, stepping up to help flood victims and deliver aid. The rains have eased, and the floods in some areas are beginning to recede. Many Sudanese hope the country's political crisis will do the same. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
The NATO-led military alliance says that an American soldier and a Romanian soldier were killed in action Thursday in Kabul, Afghanistan, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. This was just after U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad announced that the United States had reached an agreement in principle with the Taliban. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials closed slightly higher on Friday as investors digested a mixed U.S. jobs report and bet on a Federal Reserve interest rate cut this month, while China's stimulus plan has helped ease some concerns around global growth. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News in Washington. Voice of America.